Bezer Shem Mizbuch, now we begin Perek Achar Asa, the second half of these Hilchas Gezel of Aveda, laws of robbery, which we just finished, and that of Aveda and of a lost object, which are related, and they all both have this mitzvah, actually we start off, of Hashava, of returning Hashavas Gezel, Hashavas Aveda, in the Seven Zig, the Book of Damages, which in this Perek we discuss this topic of Hashavas Aveda, returning a lost object. The Rambam gives a halacha regarding this mitzvah. Hashavas Aveda liYisrael, returning a lost object to a Jew, is mitzvah saseh, the Pasuk commandment. Shnamai says the Pasuk in Devarim, Hashav teshivim, you shall surely return them. Now, if someone sees a Jew's lost object, and he eludes himself from it, he turns a blind eye, and he leaves it, violates a negative prohibition. Shnamai says in the Pasuk, don't see the ox of your brother, etc., and that you're going to elude that, you're going to stay away from it. And also, bitl mitzvah saseh. It was nullifying the Pasuk commandment of Hashavas Aveda. Now, the Meshiva, if he returns it, kim mitzvah saseh, he then fulfills the Pasuk commandment. Halacha beis. Lokachas Aveda b'lei shiva. Let's say, not only does he just turn away, he actually takes the lost object and does return it. So now, bitl mitzvah saseh, he nullifies the Pasuk commandment of Hashavas Aveda. Vaval shnei lavin. He violates two negative prohibitions. Aloich sucha lezalm, that you're not allowed to elude this obligation, which you're not returning it, and not to steal, which you're actually even taking it. Now the Rambam continues regarding, so to whom is there an obligation to return it to? Even if the owner of the lost object was a Russia, a wicked person, to eat not kosher for his desires, by things like that, it's still a mitzvah to return his lost object. But if he eats a non-properly slaughtered animal, non-kosher, deliberately to anger God, so he's what's called an epicurus. But Bikarsim and those who deny God, Abdi Abedazar and those who worship Abedazar, Mechal Shabbos of Asya, they desecrate Shabbos out in the open. Also, it's forbidden to return to them the lost object because they're not achicha, the mitzvahs, they're not included in Abedas achicha. Halacha Gimel continues, Avedas Oved Avedazar Muteris. The lost object of someone who worships of a non-Jew, of an idol worshiper, is permitted. Shemek is in the pasuk in the bottom, aveda sechicha, that you only have to return the lost object of your brother. Not v'amachzira, and actually someone who returns it to the idol worshiper, harizel eva aveda, actually violates a sin. Mimnishu machzig yadid hasheol, because it's actually supporting the possessions of the wicked ones of the world. Now, if he's returning it to sanctify God's name, so that they should glorify the Jewish people, and that they should know that they're faithful people, then he's praiseworthy. Now, a situation where actually it could cause the desecration of God's name, where let's say it was found in a place that the majority of people are Jewish, and the non-Jew is going to think that a Jew stole from him, then actually his lost object is forbidden, and actually he has to return it. Now, in any way, even when there's no Chil Hashem, Machnisin Kalem Mehaganovim Kekle Yisol, you have to gather in their vessels, just like a Jew's vessels, when there are thieves coming, and that you should go ahead and protect them, because the ways of peace, that you don't leave their stuff out, and let it get stolen. Halacha Dalad, Toys Hagoy Kavaydase. The error of a Gentile is like his lost object, meaning Umuteris, and it's permitted. It's not considered stealing. Now, Behusha Tama'atzma, it's only if he made the error on his own. But to mislead him, that's forbidden. As Rambam gets his halacha, hey, ketzad, what's considered the error of a Gentile that is permitted? Let's say the Gentile made a calculation and he made an error. But the Jew still has to tell him, hey, you should see, I'm relying on your calculation. Any day, I don't know. But what you say is what I'll give you. In such a situation, that would be permitted. But if the Jew doesn't tell him that, us, it's forbidden. Why? Because maybe the Gentile is intending to check him out, to inspect him, and to see if he's going to cheat him. It comes out that the name of heaven is being desecrated. So only if one makes sure that it's not, that as if he has any part in it of misleading him, then it'll be permitted. Halach above, ir a city, where there's Jews and Gentiles that live over there. 50% of the population of Gentile, 50% is Jewish. Then the person finds a lost object over there. So neitel machras, he has to take it and call it out. Now, if a Jew comes and gives defining characteristics of the lost object, you have to give it back to him. And we don't say that the Jew gave a pope what's called yish. Let's say the majority of the city were Gentiles. If you find it in part of a city, that in that area where you find it, most of the people over there are Jewish, let's say in Shul or in the Beis Medrash, then you have to call it out because that is like an area where the majority are Jews. But let's say you find it on a highway or in the large marketplace, or even in Shul or in the study hall, but there's always Gentiles over there, where let's say they're the guards because they used to have their shuls on the outskirts of town to protect it, or any place where the public is commonly found over there, and again most of the city is non-Jewish, so then the one who finds it could keep that lost object. And even if a Jew subsequently comes and gives the defining features for it, because he actually already gave up hope the moment it fell, and then when the one who found it, it was already after the person had given up hope, because he says, probably a Gentile found it. Now, so although subsequently a Jew did, and he knows, and he finds it, and he gives him the siman, it doesn't make a difference, he already gave up hope beforehand. Now, in spite of the fact that the one who finds it keeps it, someone wants to go in the path of good and straight, he wants to go within the obligations of the law, he could return the lost object he sold to the Jew, and now he will return to the Jew that gives him the defining characteristics of the lost object to prove that it's his. Now, let's say a person finds in this city that the majority of the inhabitants are Gentiles. He finds a chavash in a barrel of wine. So yena asabana. So the wine's going to be forbidden to have benefit from it because maybe it's yain nesach, which is the halachic status of wine of a Gentile, because most of the people in the city are Gentile. But for kankana, mutar mishum aveda. But obviously the jug, one can then keep as from the monetary halacha of a lost object, because again, we're presuming that it's either from a Gentile or even if it was Jews, he gave up hope. Now, vimbo yisov, subsequently a Jew comes and gives the finding features, now you know that it was a Jew's. So mutar b'shtia, lezei yisov shemitzah. So they actually permitted for the Jew who found it to now drink it. Now, we know because it's a Jew's wine and it was sealed. And he doesn't have to give it back to the owner because since most of the people in the city are Gentiles, the owner already gave up hope. So actually now not only could he keep it, but he actually could drink the wine now. Halacha test continues with the halacha of an owner giving up hope. It's called yish. If a bird snatches a piece of meat and then it throws it down in another courtyard, so although the majority of people in that city are Jews, it's still permitted from the halachic aspect of being a lost object, but it is forbidden because of maybe it's not kosher meat, because anytime meat is eluded from the eyes of people, then it automatically has halacha that's forbidden as suspected to have been exchanged with some other meat. But it's permitted as a lost object, sure, in the Sa'ar Shabbat, and because the owner gave up hope. It's just like he doesn't know how to get it back from this bird. Who knows where the bird's going to go? So even if it throws in the next courtyard, it doesn't make a difference. He already gave up hope the moment the bird took it, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Halacha Yod. Hamaitzi Avedev. Someone finds a lost object. Bezutoy Shol Yom, which is when the ocean overflows, or Veshalilusay Shol Nahar, or when in the winter months, where the rivers flood the banks, and then it robs whatever is there in their path. Shein the pesik, where these tides are not stopping. Av bishesh pesimen. Even if that object had a defining feature, harirezu shel meitza. It belongs to the one who finds it. Why? Usually a simen, the guy doesn't give up hope. No, Shlomo says in the pasuk at the bottom. It says, asher toivin mimenu umitzasa. That regarding an object that was lost from him, the word mimenu seems to be extra and to stress on something, and that someone else finds it. Which teaches Misha Buddha men only if it's lost from him, from the owner of Mitsui hates the Kaladin, but it's found by everyone else. For example, a cow that's grazing someone else's field where other people see it and they could take it, the owner doesn't know where it is. Yatsa Sazu, that excludes these cases, Shavudim Menum Kaladim, where it's not only lost from him, it's lost from everyone, who no one can get it back from the flood that are taking away the object. Shazavad in the judgment where the owner for sure gave up hope from it, and therefore whoever finds it can keep it even though it has a simon, because he already gave up hope. It's like a hefker. Halacha Rav continues, however, what's the halacha if, let's say, that this was abandoned intentionally by the owner? So, if someone intentionally abandons his monetary objects, so in this kakun, like, then you're not responsible to go ahead and return it to the owner. Okay, so how so? So let's say, someone left his cow bedefes in the barn, no door, doesn't tie it down, so the cow walks away. Well, let's say he throws his purse into the public domain and then he just walks away. Or things similar like this. So he's intentionally abandoning his money. Now, although it's forbidden for the one who sees this, lit lasma to take it for himself, because ultimately the money does have an owner, but in the zakla hafzer doesn't have to return it to him. Because it says in the pasuk, asher toivad, that which is lost, that it comes to exclude, where if he intentionally abandons it, that's not lost from him, he's creating it, the loss, then there's no obligation to return it. Look at Biz continues with other exceptions of returning regarding if it's worth less than a pruto or for the honor of the one who finds it. Saveidish emash of a pruta, regarding a lost object that's not even worth a pruta, the lowest currency made out of a copper, in the chavle topple, but then let's say it doesn't have to be involved with it, doesn't have to return it. So talochid gimel, let's say matza saka kupa, let's say he finds, the finder finds a sack or a box. Now, imhaya chacham, if let's say he was a sage, a zaka mechubit or a respected elder, shein tarka little kelim el biyadai, where it's not his norm to ever carry such vessels in his hand. In the chayav litablem, so he's not obligated to be busy with these lost objects. Now, vayminas daite, they evaluate his consciousness. That is, ilahoy shaloi, if it would be his. Imhoye magzir l'asma, if he returned it to himself, chayav l'hachzal shachave, then he has to return the same thing if it's to his friends. Vimlahoye mochal kavoidei, afelahoy shaloi, but if he wouldn't be forgiving on his honor, even if it's his own, he wouldn't do it and take it and carry it in the street. Kach b'shal chavei, nechav l'hachzal, then so too for his friend's lost object, he doesn't have to return it. Now, let's say in the fields where people are not really there, he would dress that way, he would schlep that way, he would return such vessels in the field. But in the city, it doesn't pass. He wouldn't return it in the city. So, if he finds it in the city, then again, it's not lefi chavayda, he doesn't have to return it. But what happens is, if he finds it in the fields, so then he actually has to return it until he takes it all the way to the possession, to the domain of the owner. And now, even though he's going to have to be walking through the city, it's not his norm. The reason for that is because since in the field it is his norm, so he has an obligation to take the vessel and to start returning it. Now, the moment he starts what's called maschal mitzvah, then I'm like, we tell him that you got to finish it. And therefore he has to even go through the city until he takes it to the guy's house. As halachi dal, the b'chein, similarly, in Matzah Behema Bekisha, which actually is the source of this halacha, if he finds an animal and he hits it. So in this Chayv Li Tabalba, now he has an obligation to be busy with it, Ulav Zirin, to return it, even though it's not according to his honor. Shadei Hischel Mitzah, he already started the mitzah. Now although you just pushed it, but you started, now you started, you got to finish it. So even though you didn't have to start it, now you have to finish. Now the Ram continues regarding the area of return and regarding the owner's awareness. Hechziru Uvarcha, let's say he returned it and it fled. I feel like maybe 100 times. Chayv la'achzi, he still has to return it. Shemekah says in the pasuk, hashiv teshivim. Return, you shall surely return them. Which hashiv tells you to return them. That insinuates even 100 times. La'ol mu'chayv lehitapel ba. You always have to be busy with it. Achechzen l'shuz ba'leha. Until you return it to the property of the owner. L'mokam ha'mishtamer, to protected area. Now, avle mechzir l'mokam she'in mishtamer. If you return it to a place which is not protected, k'gon gina b'churba, like a garden or some ruins, va'avdim shemekah gets lost from there. Chayv b'chiyus, the one who found it and returned it over there is responsible for to ensure it. To compensate for the responsibility. Halachat Azvav, Hechzer Zaved B'Shachres, let's say he returns it, the lost object, in the morning, L'mokam Shabbat L'chnos V'yitzim Sham B'Shachres, to an area where the owner always comes and goes over there in the morning. And he returned it to that spot. So, in the Chav L'Tabla, then he doesn't have to be busy with it, because obviously the owner is going to see it over there. Afishu Mokam Shin Mishtam, although it's not even a protected area. Now, but Medvim, when we say this, B'Dabashim Beruchayim, to somebody that does not have a living spirit, an inanimate object, but regarding a living creature, then you always have to be busy with it until you bring it to an area of the owner's property that is protected, because since this creature is always normal to escape, so it has to be well protected. But you don't have to have the owner's awareness unconscious to like the Dalet Shoyim that he has to know that you're returning it. Here, as a lost object, you just have to put it back where it's protected. You don't have to let him know that you returned it. Halakat HaZayin, let's say someone sees an animal that fled from the corral, from the pen. V'chzilim, come and brings it back to its place. It is a kima mitzvah, so he fulfilled the mitzvah. And again, the insert das bam does not need the owner's consciousness that he returned it. Halachi Adal discusses regarding someone that goes beyond the letter of the law. And what do you do if you have contradictory mitzvahs? Ha'hilich b'derech ha'toy ba'yashav. Someone goes in the straight and good path. V'yislef nimeshas, then he does beyond the letter of the law. Is going to return the lost object in all situations, even though it's not according to his honor. Now, halachit ches, koyin shiro aved bevisek first. What do you do if you're a koyin and you see the lost object in the cemetery, which a koyin's not allowed to become tummy by going to the cemetery? So the enim tamalachzir does not make himself impure to return the lost object. Because at the time they're fulfilling the Pasuk commandment of returning lost object, he's nullifying the Pasuk commandment of staying holy. And if Alisa says violating negative prohibition, that this person should not make himself impure amongst the dead of his people. And Be'ina Seidecha, as Alisa say Basay. A positive commandment could override a negative prohibition, but a positive commandment on Shabbos Abed cannot override a positive and a negative commandment, which is the case by a kohen becoming tummy. So to halachia test, Rosh Abed, let's say he sees a lost object. V'amalai Oviv, and here's the other way around. And his father tells him, Al tachzer, don't return it. Yachzev alei kav menu. He should return it and not accept what his father is telling him. Why? Because if he listens to his father, Nimtzer comes to Be'esha Kim Mitzvah Seishal Kabbat Zavicha, at the time that he's fulfilling the positive commandment of honoring his father, Bitla Seishal Hashab Teshivim, he's nullifying the positive commandment of returning, and Vav Alei Suchal Hashem, this is a violating negative provision of not to avoid returning it. So therefore, that positive commandment is not going to override these positive commandment and this negative prohibition, especially that we have a special drasha that Ish Imei Vav Terok Ani Hashem, that everyone has to honor Hashem, and Hashem says to do this, what a father says does not override what Hashem says. Allah Chachav concludes with regarding the obligation to save another person's monies. Haroi Mayim Shreit V'Novoyim, if let's say someone sees water is coming and flooding, and Voyim the coming L'Hashchet Pini Chavei Sadeo, and it's coming to destroy his friend's building or his field, Chayiv Ligd B'Fnei Malamanim, so he has to fence in front of that water that's coming to flood and to prevent them. Because remember, it says in the pasuk in the bottom, l'chol avedos achicha, for all the lost objects of your brother, which are little rabbis avedos karkoi, which comes to include even something that's not really lost, which is always there, but it's going to be lost when it's going to get ruined from the flood, that even to include his property, that's also considered avedos achicha, and one has an obligation to return that, which is by protecting it, by fencing it in, or stopping the water somehow from getting there.